Now Holocaust waxed doubly infernal. The wall was tight. The only avenue of escape of all that fiercely radiant energy was straight upward. Adding to the furor were the flaring underjets, themselves destructive agents by no means to be despised. Inside the screens, then, raged pure frenzy. At the line raved the Mauler's prodigious lifting blasts. Out and away, down every avenue of escape, swept torrents of superheated air at whose touch anything and everything combustible burst into flame. But there could be no firefighting, not yet. Outlying fires along the line of destruction previously cut, yes, but personal armor has never been designed to enable life to exist in such an environment as that near those screens then was. "Burn out the ground under them," came the order. "Tip them over, slag them down." Sharply downward angled 20 of the beams, which had been expending their energies upon Boscone's radiant defenses. Downward into the lake of lava which had been once pavement. That lake had already been seething and bubbling, from moment to moment emitting bursts of lambent flame. Now it leaped into a frenzy of its own, a transcendent fury of volatilization. High explosive shells by the hundred dropped also into the incandescent mess, hurling the fiery stuff afar, deepening, broadening the sulphurous moat. "Deep enough," Haines spoke calmly into his microphone. "Tractors and pressers as assigned, tip him over." The intensity of the bombardment did not slacken, but from the Maulers to the north there reached out pressers, and from those upon the south came tractors, each a beam of terrific power, each backed by all the mass and all the driving force of a veritable flying fortress. Slowly that which had been a building leaned from the perpendicular, its inner defensive screen still intact. "Chief," from his post as observer, Kinnison flashed a thought to Haines. "Are you beginning to think any funny thoughts about that ape down there?"
"No, are you? What?"
asked the port admiral in surprise.
"Maybe I'm nuts, but it wouldn't surprise me if he'd start doing a flit pretty quick. I've got a CRX tracer on him just in case, and it might be smart to caution Henderson to be on his toes."
"Your diagnosis, nuts, is correct, I think," came the answering thought. But the port admiral followed the suggestion nonetheless. And none too soon. Deliberately, grandly, the Colossus was leaning over, bowing in stately fashion toward the awful lake in which it stood. But only so far. Then there was a flash, visible even in the inferno of energies already there at war, and the already coruscant lava was hurled to all points of the compass as the full blast drive of a super dreadnought was cut loose beneath its surface.